Good morning, everybody. I'm Jamie Cashman with the Governor's Office, and we're very pleased that all of you are here today. To kick things off, the floor manager on the House side of the bill, Representative Clell Baldler.
Thank you. Thanks for being here, ladies and gentlemen. This is a truly big day. And to be part of the group that is bringing uniformity and the standardization of training and issuing of weapons permits across Iowa has not only been hard work, more than 1 year, by the way, but it's been an honor to work with these men. And I want a special shout out for Senator Gronstall and Senator Kreiman, Representative Kevin McCarthy in the House side, and Representative Jim Likem. It's been easy to work with, and I've heard so many times that public safety should not be a partisan issue. Their leadership has been has showed up in a very, very bipartisan bill. We've done a good thing. And finally, a big thank you to all the people that have worked on this issue and the effort they've put for. It's I said the one bill drafter, she's going to be glad when the signature goes on this bill. But especially a big thank you to the National Rifle Association. Chris Reger came in here and was tremendous help in getting this done. When I read the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States and Section 1 and Section 6 of Article 1 of the Iowa Constitution, what we have done, and with the signature of Governor Culver on this bill, has been a truly good thing, a tremendous bipartisan effort, and I look forward to getting this done. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everybody, and I think it's a great day. It's a great day for the Second Amendment. It's a great day for public safety. And I want to, I don't want to bore people, but I'll just thank the same people that Representative Baldler did. And, all of these people put in a lot of effort, put a lot on the line to get this bill in such a form that it passed overwhelmingly and with bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate. But frankly, probably the biggest shout out should go to the citizens of the state, because it was the cards, it was the letters, it was the telephone calls. It was for Iowans who believe in the Second Amendment. It was because of Iowans who believe in public safety. It was because of Iowans who had faith in our political system and our ability to work together, Republican, Democrat, Senate members, House members, to come up with a bill that would not only protect Second Amendment rights, but as importantly, also public safety. So it is a great day, and I want to particularly thank Governor Culver for his leadership and for signing the bill. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Chris Reger, and I represent the tens of thousands of NRA members here in the great state of Iowa. First, I want to thank Governor Culver for signing this significant improvement to Iowa's self-defense laws. By the stroke of his pen, People have made their first improvement in nearly a century to enhance the right of people to protect themselves outside their homes. This is a major victory for law-abiding gun owners in Iowa, and this law will help law-abiding Iowans from all walks of life. Headlines from Iowa and all across the country remind us that crime can happen anywhere, and it is the basic human right for us to be able to defend our loved ones and ourselves. Because of this new law, the lady with an abusive ex or stalker, the judge, the small businessman who makes late-night deposits, indeed every law-abiding person will have the freedom to get a right to carry permit if they choose to. I'd like to thank Senator Gronstall, Senator Cryman, Representative McCarthy, Representative Bodler, and all legislators that supported this momentous effort. I'd also like to thank NRA's Iowa membership, members of Iowa Carry, and all Iowans who answered the call to support and defend the Second Amendment. And again, I would like to give a big thank you to Governor Culber on this momentous day. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Chris Rager with the NRA. We're glad that you could be with us today and appreciate all of your hard work along with the NRA officials here in the Capitol helping to move this common sense piece of legislation forward. Clell Bodler, Keith Cryman, the leadership, including Majority Leader Gronstall, Majority Leader McCarthy, Speaker Pat Murphy. We appreciate the involvement of the members of Iowa Carry, Iowa Sportsmen Federation, and our law enforcement community as well. This was a real broad-based coalition that came together on a good piece of public policy. I think it's another example of a very successful legislative session when a lot of partisanship is taking place in Washington, D.C. and around the country. Here in Iowa, we are working shoulder to shoulder, Republicans and Democrats, to get the people's work done. And that's why you sent us all here. That's what you expect. And on about a dozen occasions this session, we have joined arms and worked together to get good common sense legislation passed that benefits all of the people of Iowa, rural, urban, Republican, Democrat, or independent. And I really feel good about that accomplishment. And that requires leadership. It requires leadership from inside of this building, in the governor's office. It requires leadership from our organizations, whether it's the NRA or other groups that helped pass this bill. And I feel good about that too. In fact, I met a gentleman here who chatted with me 5 years ago on the campaign trail about my commitment to the Second Amendment. And I told him that I'm a man of my word. And I feel good about the fact that you're here and I'm here and we're following through on a promise that I made to you 5 years ago. We're here today for one simple reason: keeping Iowans safe from crime in their homes and on the streets. The Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution of the United States is clear. The Iowa Constitution is also clear. It guarantees the rights of individuals to own firearms. I'm signing this bill because I believe there doesn't need to be any conflict between the freedom to carry firearms and public safety. I believe that all law-abiding Iowans who are properly trained to use a firearm should have a choice when it comes to protecting themselves, their property, and their families. I also want to take a moment to discuss what this bill does not do, so we can clear up any misunderstandings in terms of the role our outstanding sheriffs will continue to play regarding weapons permits. First of all, this bill does not mean automatic approval of an application for permits for people who are likely to be a danger to themselves, others, or their community. Public safety in Iowa always comes first, and sheriffs are on the front lines, and I appreciate very much the valuable service they provide each and every day in 99 counties. So Iowa sheriffs will still be able to deny permits to those applicants who previously have committed crimes that preclude them from getting a weapons permit. They'll also be able to deny applicants who are determined likely to commit a violent act with a firearm in the future. So I believe this bill also has reasonable limitations related to issuing permits. That's why it's a good piece of public policy. Additionally, all applicants for a carry permit must be knowledgeable and trained in terms of firearm safety and show proficiency related to control of the firearm. So this bill strikes an appropriate balance. It respects the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. It respects the Iowa Constitution. It recognizes the rights of law-abiding Iowans, and it also recognizes the responsibility and duty of local law enforcement officials. For all those reasons, I will now sign Senate File 2379 into law. Thank you.